Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And right now we're doing something a little bit differently. We're reading through different relational scriptures that are found in the Seven Deadly Friendships, which is the book that I just released this month. And if you pick it up, I pray it's a blessing to you. And if you want to pass it on to someone else, that'd be awesome too. But without further ado, we're going to look at Matthew 6, 24 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And it says this: "No one can be a slave of two masters, since he will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God and of money." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, yesterday we prayed about little and much and being faithful in small things and being faithful in great things. And really where our Christianity meets the road is money. It's how we spend our money, and we spend a lot of time worrying about it. So first I'll just pray this. Lord, would you provide for the people listening today? Would you be Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, the one who owns the cattle on the thousand hills? Forgive us for fretting. Forgive us for worrying about money. Forgive me for worrying about money. Forgive me for wondering how to pay the next bill. Lord, help us to trust you for provision, because you are the God who does love to provide for his children, and you even take care of birds and flowers and pastures and all of that without our help. And if we worry, we can't add a single cubit to our lifespan. We can't add any more to our lives by worrying. And in fact, I would argue that when we worry, we're taking away from our lives. So Lord, I just pray that you would help us to lay down again our fear and worry about finances. Would you provide a job for those who desperately need a job? Would you provide a home for those who desperately need a home? Would you provide a working vehicle to those who need to have a vehicle to get to work? Would you provide in intangible ways? Would you provide relationships? Would you provide fellowship? Would you provide a church home? We trust you as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. And Lord, we want to serve wholly you, just completely you. We want to serve you. But so many times we are preoccupied by economics. And in that preoccupation with economics, we worship the almighty dollar and not the almighty you. So please forgive us. Help us to realize that we are not our saviors. We are not our providers. We are not our own gods. You take all three of those roles from us. And so help us instead to rest, to know that you've got the whole world, including our world, in your hands. You hold our family in your hands. You hold our finances in your hands. You hold our dreams and aspirations in your hands. You hold our future in your hands. You hold our jobs in your hands. We're so grateful for that. You are truly the master of our lives. Forgive us for taking back the reins. Forgive us for trying to be the masters of our own domain, for trying to be our own little saviors and providers. Lord, I remember when we were in France, it was a little bit easier for me to realize that you were our provider because we had raised support. And I had to learn that lesson again when we came back stateside and Patrick had a job and I had a job as a writer. And I forgot. I thought, oh, we're our providers. But really, it didn't matter whether we were in France and we were on support or we were in the United States and working and earning money. You still were the provider then, and you're the provider now. So help us to remember that and to rest in the beautiful way that you will provide. Help lift our eyes above the worry, lift our eyes above what we see, and help us to have faith and trust to believe that you are the one who will take care of us. We do not want to be enslaved to money or the pursuit of money. We want to be slaves of righteousness. We want to be servants of you. So please expose parts of our lives today where we have been chasing after money and not chasing after you. We choose again, Jesus, to surrender to you. We don't know what the future holds, but as a cliche goes, we know who holds the future. So we place the future, which really is what worry is about, thinking about the future. We place it in your capable hands. You are in the past, you are in the present, you are in the future. You hold it all together. You hold the world together with your hands. And so we place every worry, every stress in your beautiful, large, capable hands right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such an encouragement to me. Thanks for all the emails and all the feedback I've gotten on this podcast. If you'd like to help with the podcast and help keeping it on the air, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $5 level, you'll get a free painting every month digitally sent to you. At the $10 level, your name will forever be on a brick wall on every single post for Pray Every Day. So it's some nice publicity there. And at $20 or more per month, you'll receive a secret podcast by me that is released nowhere else in the whole wide world. So if you're interested in that, go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And may you have an adventurous, beautiful, trusting day today.